service has to become senior to selling. No amount of slick advertising or public relations can replace poor service. Twice a year, my wife and I go shopping for new clothes. And one time we decided to go to a big department store in our neighborhood where they'd recently started promoting their new image of personal service and customer satisfaction. After 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes of walking through the store, not one person greeted us. Not even a hello. It was unbelievable to me, particularly with what I do. I'm acutely aware of service or no service. Here's two qualified buyers with the intent to buy something. We went there to hook up. We cleaned the trunk of our car out before we left in order that we could have space for packages. And there was no one even willing to help us. They didn't even acknowledge we were there. What are these people thinking? What is management thinking? I left that store feeling infuriated and swore I could never buy there again. And swore actually I would never even shop there again. Well, I'd never waste another moment there in my own mind at that time. It would have been easier to steal merchandise from this place than to buy merchandise. When I got back home, I went through my mail, and what did I find? A slick invitation from the same department store inviting me to come down and shop their big sale. Wow. They're advertising to people that aren't even in the market, in hopes of getting them there. And when I do go there, even without the advertising, nobody's there to take care of me. This is the tremendous waste in all businesses today. The idea that we would advertise our way to a sale without servicing our way to a sale is not only improbable, very expensive, and it doesn't work. Service is always senior to selling. The servicing should be senior to the advertising. You know, you can't just change the name of the company, Courtesy Plumbing, and all of a sudden you're courteous, you know? True Service Lightning Corporation. Yeah, well, why are you using that name? Because you don't service? See, one of the best people I've ever known who is an incredible example of high levels of service is my friend, Gavin Potter. Now, while I consider Gavin a friend, he sells me constantly on contributing money for projects for which he raises money. I consider him a friend and not a salesperson because of the extraordinary amount of service he gives me. He is an incredible salesperson, yes, but above that, his dedication to high levels of service, you know, his commitment to his purpose alone and his dedication to high levels of service to the public he works with is what makes Gavin great. One without the other results in mediocrity. Look, I got to have the purpose and I got to have the service. You can't have the purpose. I'm going to go help give, but I don't really have a drive to do it or a purpose. I got to have both of them. I got to have the purpose. I'm doing the right thing. And two, the willingness to give and service. Well, Gavin has both loaded, service and purpose. I guarantee if Gavin run his statistics, he would find that his sales rise, go into affluence with every service-oriented action he performs. He knows that service is senior to the sale, especially with me, and that is why he is in a league of his own as a salesperson. Truly one of the greats, Gavin Potter. If you incorporate these simple truths about giving and providing service, I'm not talking about the company, you as an individual, top, incredible, phenomenal service, I assure you that you'll become a master of your trade. You'll experience a confidence that you cannot put value on that is worth more than money. You'll be able to name your own price, go where you want, work with whom you choose, sell whatever product you choose to sell, and provide for yourself and your family in a way that most people only dream of. You'll also experience a lifestyle that very few people actually have, one free of stress and worry and problems. So give of yourself fully and provide unparalleled levels of service, and people will quit shopping your price.